Kicking off hour number three of the program, this segment is brought to you by National Low T. More energy, more drive. Now open in Knoxville, 3118 Alcoa Highway. That's just right across the river on Alcoa Highway. 3118 is the location in Knoxville. Right there on Alcoa Highway, you can walk in, no appointment even necessary, and you can get tested this month for free. That's right, for free. So if you've got that fatigue, decreased energy, if you're just exhausted, especially after you eat lunch, if you're dealing with increased body fat, weight gain, no matter if you like to work out a lot or if you just want to reclaim your life, more energy, more drive, National Low T can get you tested and see if they can help you out. They also have a location now open in Kingston at 1927 Waterford Place. If you're in that area as well, you can call to make an appointment. You can visit online at nationalot.com, or you can just walk in. Walk-ins are welcome. They're open 7 days a week now, not 5 days a week, excuse me, now at the Knoxville and Kingston locations. 3118 Alcoa Highway is where to go. It's National Low T, more energy, more drive, and the test is free. And I didn't even know this, but insurance will cover testosterone as well. So keep that in mind. If you have some of these symptoms, if you have reduced muscle mass, increased weight gain type of stuff, and especially if you're really tired and have the decreased energy, trouble sleeping, another sign that you might have low T. And it's a lot of men taking advantage of testosterone, and National Low T can help you out. More energy, more drive, now open in Knoxville, 3118 Alcoa Highway, and online at nationallowt.com. Houston, you said an old name, new name emerged.
All I'm saying is Louisville did it, okay? Louisville did it, and it kind of worked out for them. Guys, people are throwing around Lane Kiffin's name, saying instead of falling down the board to a Mike Norvell, instead of falling down the board to a Mike Bobo, why not just give Lane Kiffin the keys back to the car and say, listen, you messed up once. We know you liked this job. We know you've learned from your mistakes. We know that you have matured. We know that you're a great offensive mind. Here's the money. Go get a great defensive side of the football as far as your staff. Recruit the way you recruited at Alabama. Recruit the way you recruited while you were here. Maybe a little better. And let's give you a second shot to run Tennessee's football program for the next 15 years.
I agree with you with everything you're saying. I love you.
If it was announced today that Tennessee has hired Lane Kiffin, your reaction would be what?
I need to know that they missed on some of these other guys, but I'm down. I'm ready.
Let's ride.
I'm ready. He said the only job he would leave for when he came here the first time was Southern California. He's tried that. He's been there. He's seen that the grass is not greener on the other side. His kid's name is Knox, for crying out loud. He can coach offense. Fans like to yo-yo back and forth. You got a guy whose offense is failing. That's why he gets fired. Bring in an offense guy. You know he can recruit. You know he's going to push the limits, as all good college football coaches do. You got to think he's matured somewhat in that department, though, and will be a little better. You know he's going to be able to get big-name coaches on his staff. But what I don't understand is, what do you mean by Louisville did it?
Petrino left, and they hired him back later, is what I'm saying.
I got you.
Left had some issues. He's kind of had issues. Offensive guy, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Man, it's fascinating. Like, I think the wound, the Kiffin wound, is nothing but a barely visible scar at this point. It's not the gaping, slice of the chest. Like, this is it was a pretty deep cut, but it healed nicely. And now, you think about what it would maybe cost to go get Lane Kiffin, a guy who now has more and more SEC experience, a guy who could bring the Bama way to a degree, a guy who has some Tennessee ties, sort of. I don't know. I think it's I don't know. I think it's an interesting way to think.
Would you rather have Lane Kiffin or Mike Bobo? Lane Kiffin or Jeff Brom? Lane Kiffin? I mean, when you start to stack these things up.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, because realistically, if you offered Lane Kiffin the job right now, he'd crawl back to Knoxville from FAU.
I would think so.
He would crawl. He's making what, like $1.2 million? You could probably, I mean, if you offered him four, you got him. He's your coach. He's your guy.
Probably even go lower than that.
I don't know if you'd want to embarrass him that much. You could. I think you're right. And give him a bunch of money to go get the staff, it might work out. I don't know. I think it's worth thinking about.
To the phone lines we go. We've got Wes on the horn. Wes, how are you today, buddy?
I'd be all over that like white on rice.
I'm telling you.
Other names I'm hearing. It's
just crazy enough that it might work, Wesley.
Oh, my gosh. You got these fools down here. I don't know if somebody over there. We have one fool calling them a midday show over here advocating for David Cutcliffe. And I'm like, the guy's like 75 years old. You know, he's a ball for life. He's not a ball for life. The guy went to Alabama. I mean, I know he was in Tennessee for a long time, but he's not coming, and he's too damn old. I mean, to me, that's as ludicrous as Mike Bobo and James Franklin.
Gotta disagree on that one, Wes.
What's that?
Cutcliffe, he's got family in the area.
I don't see him leaving Duke,
but God. I don't think it's a terrible hire. I actually kind of like it.
No, it's not a terrible hire. He's too old. At this stage in his career, it's just not time. Hey, guys, I heard that great new Low C commercial, and it got me thinking about the afternoon show. Jamie, did I hear that you got flushed by old Fuzzy Britches yesterday?
It was on Monday.
On Monday? What the hell was up with this guy? I mean, hell, he just got back from Disney World. He's well-rested and in a good mood.
He can't handle the truth. I lay out an argument that he doesn't know how to rebut, so he just thinks, the only other option is just to cut him so he can't embarrass me anymore.
That's exactly what he does. He did the same thing when I was trying to call in about Al Michaels and Harvey Weinstein. He was like, just talked over you, hits the mute button, and dumps you.
Is what it is, man.
Get him over there to that low testosterone place. He needs it. Have a good one, fellas.
Well, he can get a free test.
Low testosterone is not something to be embarrassed about. It happens to a lot of men. We're learning more about it.
We are.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about, but maybe Russell does need a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe it would help him. I don't know. Maybe it would help a lot of Tennessee fans who seem to be struggling with some type of identity crisis, a midlife crisis, a mid-vol life crisis. Guys, the Lane Kiffin thing, I'm very interested. It's got my attention. How far do you have to fall? Like, where does Lane Kiffin fall? Like, obviously, Chip Kelly and Gruden are up here. Should they be? I mean, Kiffin's coaching right now. He's the odds-on favorite to win his conference. He's got a national championship, and he would have had another one if Saban doesn't fire him. He's whatever experience he lacked, whatever knowledge he didn't have when he was here the first time. I got to think he's probably got it now.
If you had players transfer out of Alabama, hey, they might be looking to come up here. A lot of them like Lane.
I mean, what's the downside? They've always said he can't run a program, right? Can't run the whole program, just does offense. That's a concern with a lot of coaches, though. We brought in a coach we thought could run a program, couldn't run this program.
Can't run an offense.
Yeah, that's true. Can't run an offense.
What would you rather have? But he can't run a program either, we're finding out.
Yeah.
The layers get, you know, the layers are getting removed, and we're realizing that the players hate each other and that there's infighting and that the coaches don't like each other and they yell at each other on the headset in the game, causing the team timeouts, yardage plays, the like.
I'm all for it over safe hires that are just going to, you know, ceiling out at 9 wins again anyway. Swing for the fences.
Okay.
The guy's been on a team that won the national title.
That's the question, though. So Kirby Smart, right, was the defensive version of what Lane Kiffin is now, except now Lane Kiffin's got one extra year of head coaching experience at FAU.
Yeah.
Alabama couldn't win a national championship because they let Lane Kiffin go.
I know. So that's what, like,
yeah.
Do you do the opposite but the same as Georgia? Do you do what Georgia did offensively and say, okay, you've got Kirby Smart. We want to win the East. He's a defensive guy. We are going to get Lane Kiffin. We're going to go recruit quarterbacks. We're going to recruit receivers. We're going to do Alabama offense light in the East, and then go get a good defensive coordinator to go with it. If Lane Kiffin was named Tennessee's head coach and offensive coordinator or co-offensive coordinator or whatever, he's the best offensive coordinator in the East, probably in the SEC immediately. If you could go hire the best offensive coordinator in the SEC right now, wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, Mike Norvell might be great. Is he better than Lane Kiffin calling plays, drawing up an offense? I don't think so. Justin Fuente? I don't think so.
And you can't tell me Lane Kiffin isn't going to steal some of the stuff Nick Saban does
at
Alabama.
Yes.
He got to see the entire operation. He's going to
say, take the good and leave the bad.
I know. He's going to say, hey, I like the way Nick did this. We're going to do it this way
Does Clemson, what does Clemson say they are? They say, we are the fun alternative to Alabama. We're going to get all the talented players, but the difference is we got putt-putt in the facility. The difference is we have a slide. The difference is we go to the pool. The difference is we have fun. That's the difference. Alabama's an NFL factory where you're not allowed to have fun. Clemson's the NFL factory where you come and have a ton of fun. Lane Kiffin could say, no. We're going to do it better than Clemson. We're going to be the offensive, high-flying version of Alabama in the East. You're going to come here. You're going to have fun. We're going to be the fun SEC alternative to Alabama. Oh, by the way, we play them every year on the third Saturday in October. That game will now mean something to everybody. Alabama fans will love to hate Lane Kiffin because he's at Tennessee. Tennessee fans will have this weird relationship of, yeah, he left us and went there, but now he's back. I mean, it would be the storyline. I'm just saying, if you fall down your board, you could do a lot worse than Lane Kiffin. Call me crazy.
Closest game you even had against Bama, Lane Kiffin was the coach since last time we beat them.
That was before he's learned his lessons. Now he's ready to go. He's gone through the journey. He's like a classic movie character that thinks they know it all early.
It's a redemption story.
Fails,
everyone loves a redemption
story.
Has
to go through the briar patch and come back out clean on the other side. Sign me up, Houston. Sign me up.
I'm just saying, Lane Kiffin, a lot of good things about Lane Kiffin.
Welcome back to 3 and Out here, Fox Sports Knoxville. At Hops and Hollers on Hump Day. They got happy hour 2 to 6 p.m. Major League Baseball playoffs. Pints and Poses at 6:30 as well. And they've got the Southern Sisters food truck there. Food and tons of delicious craft beers on tap. As always, at Hops and Hollers. They got the tap room, the upper beer garden. It's always a great time at Hops and Hollers. 937 North Central Street is the place to be. It's Hops and Hollers, a Tennessee bar doing Tennessee things. Lots of reaction to Lane Kiffin. I'll start with the bad, Houston, then we'll work back to the good.
There is none. Moving on.
Jay asked, if he didn't win at USC, why would he win here?
Too much hype at USC. It wasn't his fault. The media did him in. Plus, they were on sanctions. It wasn't his fault. They got hit. Pete Carroll got hit with recruiting violations. Nobody would take the job. The NCAA railroaded him. And then Lane Kiffin says, you know what? That's my place. I'm going to go back. I'm going to fix it. They got to number one in the country. Hello. And then they kind of fell apart because they were overhyped and didn't have the depth. Then he gets fired at the airport. What a joke. Goes to Alabama, leads, maybe the best offense in the country for like 3 or 4 years. Did he win one national championship or two? Do we remember?
Just
the one. Would have probably won the second had they not fired him a week before the national championship game. I mean, come on. He's kept his nose clean since then, right? Right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's my first choice. I'm saying he is squarely above the tier two. He might be the bottom of tier one, but he is above tier two. He's above Norvell. He's above Fuente. He's above Mike Bobo. I promise you he's above Mike Bobo. He's above all of those people.
I mean, aren't the days of
Mike Bobo? Put those two on each hand. Weigh them. Mike Bobo or Lane Kiffin?
Aren't the days of like winning 9 games instead of winning 8 games just over? Like, no one cares.
No.
No one gives a crap about winning one more game against one more random middling team.
No.
You want a coach that can get you to the mountaintop, and if you pick one and he's not the right one, then just get another one. You know, like, who cares anymore? It used to be bowl games mattered. Now bowl games don't matter. I mean, if you have a pulse in Power 5 football, you go to a bowl game. I mean, 6-6 when you play, you know, three garbage teams on your schedule.
6-6 is a joke.
You basically have to go 3-6 to go to a bowl game.
Correct.
Like, think about that. It's an embarrassment. It doesn't matter. We have a playoff now. College football has finally migrated towards, you know, the 20th century.
You're coming around? You're in? Are you in on Lane Kiffin?
You should just shoot for the stars every time with coaches.
Okay, but where does Lane Kiffin fall on your coaching galaxy? Like, where is he? Is he Orion? Is he that weird little cat thing over here? Is he Taurus? Is he the bull? Is he the scorpion?
John Gruden.
Okay, yes, of course.
Chip Kelly.
You do have Gruden above Kelly?
I do.
Okay.
But that's a little, I think that's a little unfair. I think Chip Kelly might actually be a better football coach at Tennessee.
It's a fair point.
But I do a radio show, Houston.
A lot of people have brought the point. Hey,
I do
Gruden
a radio
hasn't
show.
Coached in whatever, how many years? 11 years. Are we sure that he'd be good still?
I don't really care that there's a small difference in my head about how good a football coach. My radio show, this show, 3 and Out, would be so much more fun with John Gruden.
Oh my gosh.
So,
I feel like with Chip Kelly, everyone would be like, awesome, we got a good guy. Everyone just leave him alone and let him work. With Gruden, it's like, yeah, Gruden, Grudemania, Grudemonium. It's a different attitude. It's a different level of celebration. Todd at Hops and Hollers DM me yesterday. He said, if we get Gruden, we're throwing a 3-week bender at Hops. I said, I'm in.
There you go.
We'll do remotes every day. I'll just wake up at the crack of noon and we'll start 3 and Out. Sorry, the show schedule changes if we're doing a 3-week bender at Hops and Hollers.
That's a good point.
So Lane Kiffin's okay. So you did Gruden, Chip Kelly, 1A, 1B.
Yeah, I don't,
and then who?
I haven't even ranked guys in the middle.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I like the Dan Mullen idea.
You like Dan Mullen more than Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah. I'm
putting it on a poll.
Dan Mullen knows what it takes to win a national championship.
Sweet Peas Barbecue poll question is already out. It's, would you welcome Lane Kiffin back? The answers are, I'm for it, I'm neutral, and C, only 3 choices in this poll. No. Currently 403 votes. It's only 17 minutes old, people. But please retweet the poll for accuracy. The more people vote, the more accurate the poll gets. 29% of people say they are for it. 26% of people say neutral on Lane Kiffin. I take that as a yes. If they're not saying no, they're saying yes. And then no, 45%. 45% of people are out of 403 votes. That means that 55% of people could be in if he was hired. Better approval rating than Butch Jones, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Run that through your calculator, Hodges.
It's true. It's very true. I don't.
But the secondary poll is Kiffin over Mullen. Who do you take? You could get Kiffin a lot cheaper. He'd put together a better staff. He'd be more likely to stay if the Florida job came open. I'm just saying.
That's tough.
Yeah, see, I'm throwing data at you. How's that for data?
Is there anybody else you want to include in that poll? Or you just want to leave it between
those two? No, I want to run the pairing between these two.
What do we think about Jim Bob Cooter?
Never been a coach. Could be risky. Could be great.
Really risky.
Never been a college coach. But obviously, you know, he was here under Fulmer. Was he here a year under Kiffin also? Do we remember that? I want to say he was, but I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I thought he was here for Kiffin's year. I could be wrong on that.
I'm definitely out on Les Miles. I don't understand the Les Miles thing one bit. The guy had everything imaginable at his disposal at LSU, and he did what was expected of him, I think. But it even took some luck to get there. He's past his prime. I don't want Les Miles. No on Les Miles. Like, I don't understand. It's kind of like the good old days. Like, Les Miles is the good old days. You know, there's that joke. Like, I wish somebody would tell me when I'm in the good old days so I can enjoy them the first time. Like,
yeah.
Les Miles is just a good old days coach. You don't want good old days because past performance does not necessarily ensure future results. I mean, it's just not a thing.
Lane Kiffin killing Dan Mullen early. Only 6 votes.
The fans will probably say Lane Kiffin. That's
killing
fine.
Killing Dan
I
Mullen.
Think I would take Dan Mullen. Bobby Petrino?
It's a murder.
What do you think about Bobby Petrino?
Over who? Lane Kiffin?
Sure.
Oh, another bonus poll going out. We're going to flush out who people...
That's what I'm saying.
We're trying to rank him. I want to see where people rank him.
Just, T. Martin.
Back to your point, though, Lane Kiffin and Jim Bob Cooter were not here at the same time.
They were not. Okay.
Once Kiffin came in, Cooter went to play for, or went to coach for the Colts.
Could Kiffin lure Jim Bob Cooter as the offensive coordinator?
No.
No.
Jim Bob Cooter is an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
I'm aware of where he is, but the money here is better than there if you're the OC.
The man.
Tennessee's a lot better place to live than Detroit.
Yeah, Nate. How's that
true.
For dad?
Still don't make it to leave.
Yeah, try to disagree with Davey on that one.
I can't.
Yeah,
Detroit's awful. Detroit may be the worst place to live in
he
America.
He nailed you. He got you.
Jim Bob Cooter, if he continues his arc, he's going to be a head coach in the NFL. Would you disagree with that, Davey, Mr. NFL Titans big?
No, I completely agree with that.
I mean,
I wasn't going against you. I was just making the point that living in Detroit's crap.
T. Martin, that another name that's been out there.
Kiffin or T. Martin?
Kiffin. God, Lane Kiffin. I don't want to say it, but
Lane Kiffin.
Actually,
it's funny. The more names you throw and compare Lane Kiffin to, the higher he all of a sudden jumps up the board.
It's pretty funny. Let's get to Josh on the phone lines, get his thoughts. Josh, you can give us your take on whatever you originally called about, but first we got to know, where do you stack Lane Kiffin?
Man, Lane Kiffin's a shiny new toy, brother. You get tired of it in about 3 weeks after his guys go rob the pilot, or half the recruiting class gets kicked out of school for doing dope. That's a hollow.
It was one time. It was one time, Josh. It was one time. It was a bad year for everybody. It was a tough time.
You guys left the best guy for this job off the list.
Who is it, Josh?
James Franklin.
Josh,
we're not getting James Franklin.
You can't call every day. We know he's on the list. He
didn't even mention him.
Well, no, he's on the upper tier. Like, of course, we're kind of doing non-sitting head coaches right now. At least not the. I mean, like Mike Norvell, Fuente, I guess you could say is. But like you kick the tires on James Franklin before you get to Lane Kiffin. Sure.
Okay, but do you think Franklin will come?
No.
Tell me why, and I'm going to tell you. While you're wrong.
Okay. I don't think Franklin would come, because right now I think he's making around $6.8 million a year. If you're going to willing to offer him to be the highest paid coach, which I know Nick Saban has in his contract that he's going to be there, but he's number two in the country right now. He's got a great system in place at Penn State. He likes it there. Why would he leave a situation where the fans love him to come here and try to get this place rolling again? I just don't see it.
Okay. I think he makes right at five. It's just a little bit over five. But the guy was at Vanderbilt for 3 years down there in that little so-called program.
Yep.
With a high school stadium, reading Tennessee articles in the newspaper every day, listening about Tennessee on the radio.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell me he never thought about what he could do if he had this job.
Oh, I'm sure. I think there's a report at one point, Josh, I can't remember who said it, but that James Franklin kind of basically said, like, it's tough to be in the state of Tennessee and not be coaching at Tennessee. Like, that's the job I would rather have.
Okay. The second point I got is this Texas A&M stuff started flying already, which is good.
True. Yes, it's true.
Because what we need to happen is Penn State is number two right now. They won the Big Ten last year. That fan base and those people up there have high hopes. They're wanting playoff, national championship. That's on their mind. What we need to happen is Michigan and Ohio State beat them, and that's over with. All those aspirations are dead, okay? Then you've already got these rumors about Franklin being a wanted man at other schools. So they're going to have to pay him more, even more than $5 million to keep him, okay?
Hey, Josh,
are they going to want to do that after losing to Meyer, Harbaugh, or D'Antonio? No. They're not. So you got some friction right there. You got a door open.
Josh.
The guy has a history down here. You got to have some vision, man.
No,
if you want to get these big time guys, you got to play ball with the big boys. You can't just sit around and hope for the next up and comer or whatever. I mean, there's a door open there. If he loses some games. If he doesn't, we're not going to get him.
Thanks for the call, Josh. And we agreed with you the other day, man. I think you do. I just think, at least in my head right now, I don't think he would come. We can disagree on that, but agree that, I mean, obviously, I started just trying to make a list as you were talking about the reasons there, and I mean, I think after, you know, the Grudens and the Chip Kellys of the world, like, there's any upper echelon coach at a current school that's already kind of proven it is going to be that next layer. I think what we're saying about Kiffin is, like, wouldn't fans want Kiffin over some of these other guys that a lot of fans haven't even heard of? I think probably so. Back to the phone lines. Let's bring on Jamie. Jamie, what's up, man? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning, buddy.
Guys, just, you know, I was talking to the drive yesterday, and I wanted to run it by you guys. You know, when I hear the coaching, potential coaching candidates' names, the first thing I do a little question in my head. Can he give Saban fits? And, of course, you know, the guys talking about James Franklin, sure. I like his style, you know, his, you know, hard running, you know, behind a fullback type style. I think that's, Lane Kiffin would give Nick Saban fits. I think Nick, Lane Kiffin would win the East about every other year between him and Kirby Smart. I think people forget just how, I guess the best way to put it, understaffed this team was when he took over. We had two walk-ons on the offensive line.
Yep.
And we sit back and watched and witnessed the quarterback whisperer do his work on Jonathan Crompton from the first part of the season to the last part of the season. Was two different quarterbacks. I just, I don't have, you know, I can forgive what he did. I can understand. I mean, if a guy from Tennessee went and coached Southern Cal and left them after 1 year to come coach for us, I could see that. You know, I mean, that's his baby out there. I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to get y'all's, you know, just put that out there. A lot of people want to talk about why he didn't win here. Well, I think he overachieved here with what he had, you know, on the offensive line. He had, what do you have, a kicker son at middle linebacker, a walk-on?
Yep.
Anyway, and guys, another thing I wanted to, you know, this fan base, it cracks me up. You know, they've had the wool pulled over their eyes two coaches in a row. I'll never forget how they went all in on Butch, and now it's, you know, we're all seeing just, you know, I brought up Dooley 2.0 early in Butch's career and was laughed off the air on several shows. Take the records out of the equation. Isn't Derek Dooley a better game day football coach than Butch Jones?
I mean, yeah, I mean, if you don't have Sinceri as your coach the last year under Dooley, that team probably is, you know, two, three, maybe, yeah, probably three games better.
Yeah. Guys, I just don't want to see it happen again. I like I said, I won't step through this again with another coach. Y'all brought up your cold takes a couple weeks ago, which was hilarious. I'm going back and reading the tweets about Pro Butch tweets were pretty hilarious. You know, guys, it's 2017. If you've got an iPhone, Google a guy's name. You'll see his bio. And remember what it is we're trying to do here. This is the toughest conference on planet Earth.
Yep.
We're trying to win it. You know, we're not trying to get a, you know, an up-and-comer in here. You know, you're not going to win a race with a stock Mustang. You're going to have to go out and get you a Ferrari if you're going to win in this conference. You know, I don't know who that's going to be, but I'll know whenever we hire him. You know, all you got to do is Google a bio and see. You know, it's like with Urban Meyer. You brought in Urban Meyer from Utah to Florida. Well, the guy was very dynamic at Utah. You know, he went undefeated there. Now, that's something. You know, go 9-4 at Cincinnati. That doesn't translate to the Southeastern Conference as being able to compete for titles. I'm sorry. And it was real simple the day they hired him. And I just hope that this fan base. I hope John Curry doesn't, you know, plop a bunch of tires back in front of us and this fan base just lap it up like they've done two coaches in a row. Hey, y'all hang in there.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks for the call, Jamie.
Yeah, I think it's you got to try now. You bargain shop. I mean, Kiffin, I think, was an interesting hire the first time, but you did get him really cheap. You bargain shop for Dooley. You bargain shop for Butch Jones. Kiffin, you got him cheap. You could argue that you saw something there, and he did bring a good staff with him. But you haven't gone out and gotten the proven guy in a long, long time, or at least even really seemed to make a move for it. I think it's time to quit playing around. I agree with Jamie on that.
Putting my list together over here, I've added James Franklin up near the top, so Jay will get off our lawn.
Josh.
Yeah.
Josh.
Quick Josh. Correction on that. I said 6.8 million a year. It's 5.8 million a year.
Gotcha. Okay. I just, in my head, I've never considered James Franklin. Penn State was worse off than Tennessee, and he's gotten them all the way back.
Now I don't think anybody could argue that he wouldn't be a good coach, right?
Sure. No. But they have three straight games against the meat of their schedule and the best coaches in their conference. So we'll see how that goes over the next 3 weeks. Maybe that impacts it a little bit. I don't know. There are coaches like that I guess you got to have on a list. It might not be the most realistic, but I'm with Josh that you have to make those at least back channel and see where they're at. Jim Bob Cooter, Dan Mullen, T. Martin, Gary Patterson's another one of those like James Franklin types, I think. A lot of people throw out Chris Peterson. I don't think that's realistic, but those are the types we're talking about. There's a lot of coordinators at Clemson that give Alabama fits. Back to Jamie's point, do you see if you think one of the offensive minds on the Clemson staff, one of the guys that are calling plays in that offense, is the next kind of up and comer? I always like guys that have gone through a season where they've won a national title, even if they're not the head coach.
Agree. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Kirby Smart.
You've seen it. You've lived it. You've done it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what it feels like to have to go into the biggest game of the year, with the butterflies and come out at the end and go through that entire journey. Lane Kiffin fits that category. All the coaches at Clemson fit that category, whether it's Brent Venables or one of the offensive guys. And then you got kind of that next layer. You know, Jeff Brohm, Mike Norvell. I've seen Mike McIntyre at Colorado. Yes. The way he was so thin-skinned with Clay Travis on a radio.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Kind of has me biased against that one. And then we've mentioned like
he
all
just
the
hung up
to,
on Clay Travis, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Scott Satterfield at App State's kind of the lowest level guy in terms of his current head coaching spot. So there you go, Lane Kiffin. Where does he stack up? You can weigh in on our poll questions at Fox Sports Knox. We'll come back. Final segment of the program next right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Final segment, three and out, driven by Toyota Knoxville. Wednesday edition as we turn our attention towards Alabama. Of course, the coaching position and impending coaching search is, the topic of the day, the week, the month, the year at this point here on Rocky Top. And the groomers have been fun. We kicked off the show with that. If you miss any portions of the show, make sure and check out the podcast at Fox Sports Knoxville. I had a question about VFL status being nullified. Well, we're here to tell you that there are still people out there that believe in this program under Butch Jones because they are VFLs. And so we ask the question that we ask once a week, are you a Vol for life? Davey, you're up first.
Please wait for the sound drop.
Guys, all we have to do is volley. I, for one, 100% know fact that I volley in the Tennessee Vols and Coach Butch Jones, and I volley that Coach Butch Jones can and he will get us SEC and national championships. I mean, there is no reason for me not to believe it. He is getting us better and better every year. It just takes time to rebuild a team that has been in a mess like when we were with Kiffin and Dooley. Just volley in our players and coaches, and he can turn the football program into one of the top five teams. I promise I believe that Butch Jones can and will do that. I'm 100% Butch Jones supporter and fan. Go Big Orange and go Coach Jones. VFL, hashtag trust in Butch.
Above a picture of Derek Dooley. Pictured the level of coach we'll get if we fire Butch Jones and make a poor decision. Gruden ain't coming. Chip ain't coming. Bobby Petrino ain't coming. If we let Butch go, three things are going to happen. Number one, our current roster will fall apart. Our players love Coach Jones and came to Tennessee to play for him. Number two, the recruiting class will fall apart and the early signing period will ensure the new guy won't be able to salvage it. Number three, Nega Nation, specifically the Fox Sports Knoxville fake media, will immediately start working to undermine whatever coach that is willing to come to our pit of negativity. It's time to grow up and get behind our coach, GBO.
I can't wait till Saturday when Geronimo goes beast mode and...
They did not call him Geronimo.
...and stomps...
Did they call him Geronimo?
...those crimson sissies all over Tuscaloosa. This was from yesterday, by the way. Yesterday. This is not before the season. This was yesterday. I'm expecting a 400-plus yard outing with four or more touchdowns and a brilliant game called by Butch and the crew. We shocked the world in a 42-28 Vol victory. Geronimo! We want Bama! Tater chips! Go Vols! 5-star bricks! Hashtag heart champions. That last one makes me wonder if that's a satire, but either way, it's gold. Either way. I really like Butch. He takes all the Vol fans' abuse and keeps moving forward.
No, he doesn't. He definitely does not do that. Anything but that.
I would like to see the quote-unquote fans that are so critical of his performance put on his shoes for one day to see how it feels.
His 8.5 sneakers.
Show the man some respect. He has earned it. If the quote-unquote fans think they can do a better job coaching, then step up and apply. You are the problem.
Step up and apply. No way. Most true fans love Butch. Did you see the fan turnout for noon at South Carolina? Butch may still win 8 games and go to postseason. I want Miami in the Gator Bowl, a.k.a. Tax Slayer. A top 10 recruiting class coming in. We're 2 plays away. They're keeping us from being 5-1 right now. We do need to get better, but destroying the program could set us back 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure a high-quality coach would come here right now. Maybe a good assistant. A few negative fans can't cast a black light over our program. GBO.
To every one of you who boo Coach Jones, go bleep yourself.
That's all I got. I love it, though.
That's it. The Vol for Lifers are drying up. They're drying up.
If you booed Coach Jones, go bleep yourself. Very understanding people, the Vol for Lifers. But they all Vols for life. They are all Vols for life.
That was like the one good idea Derek Dooley had, and now it's been like taken.
Tarnished.
I know. It's been taken away.
Hijacked. Led astray. Doesn't mean what it used to mean now.
Apparently, Eric Ainge is saying that Butch talks the way he does to the media because he feels like he's talking to the recruits. And that's why he sounds like a complete moron when he talks to the media, is because the recruits want to hear that they could be the difference. They could be the final piece of the puzzle. That makes absolutely no sense. I'm so sick of this whole narrative.
He's right, though.
Well, yeah.
He's right.
But he's not even executing that plan. Like, that doesn't even
right, but
that
I,
doesn't even work.
I actually do agree with Ainge on that, because I do believe that Butch Jones uses his time, any time in front of the camera or a podium, you know, any situation like that, any type of interview, I think he uses that as an opportunity to sell. I think that's why he gets mad when people ask him negative questions, because in his mind, he's thinking, well, what if one recruit is watching this? Instead of thinking, hey, man, there's hundreds of thousands of Tennessee fans watching this, and you just blew a game to South Carolina. Why don't you talk to them about what happened and what you're doing to fix it? It's wrong. I mean, I agree that he does it. I just think it's stupid, and I don't think you give a guy a pass 5 years into that. I'm sorry.
Maybe this is a half bonus Vol for Lifer. In spite of all the criticism about Butchisms, I've always thought Butch was excellent in his way of speaking. he's a master motivator, even if he says, even if his sayings sound cliched and annoying to a lot of fans. The problem has never been Butch's ability to inspire and motivate. It's his ability to coach the offensive side of the ball. He's a better motivational speaker than an X's and O's coach. If only he knew how to run an offense as well as he speaks, we'd be competing for national championships.
Good point.
Who said that?
That was just message board takes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What? That's a half ball for lifer. But like you can't win a national championship with motivational speaking. Like that's not the. How about we get a football coach? How about we get a guy offense?
I agree.
Or defense?
I agree, man.
Like you can't propaganda your way to the national title. It doesn't work. That's not how it works. And that's been the failure the whole way.
I mean, that's not his only problem. Like, let's.
Sure.
I'm not surprised that people would try to be saying, like, yeah, you know, if he would just talk to the media different, it would be so. Like, no, that's not true. It really has little to. I mean, I guess at this point, the losses and the play on the field is bad enough. It makes it worse. Don't get me wrong. But if it was better, I don't think it saves him. I don't think if he comes out and just continuously, after losses, says that, you know, that wasn't good enough and it's all my fault. I don't think. Because didn't Dooley do that? I'm pretty sure Dooley owned all the losses, like, really, really well. Like, he said the right things. And he only got 3 years.
Eventually,
you have to perform. Eventually, you've got to win. It doesn't help when you lose and then say stupid, stupid stuff. But eventually, you just simply have to win. And frankly, Butch Jones has not won enough here. He's done a lot of other things right. I agree with people who say he's done well recruiting. The recruiting has been good. But then once they get to campus, a lot of things happen to negate the hard work done on the recruiting trail. They leave. They get buried on the depth chart. They fail to develop. Those are problems. I don't care how good your class was 3 years ago if only 53% of those players are still on your roster. And of those, only, you know, 6 or 7 are getting meaningful snaps. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You have to be able to develop. You have to be able to recruit. And then you have to be able to run the program offensively, defensively, and everything else that goes with it. Mike Bobo.
Captain Touchback says Gary Patterson, coach linebackers at Tennessee Tech. He's practically a Vol for life already.
That's a good point.
Start the.
I actually did not know that. I didn't know he had a Tennessee tie whatsoever. How about that?
I know. I mean, you start digging into these groomers and these poomers.
I don't know. Imagine what Lane Kiffin could do with Quentin Dormady and Jarek Aaron.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be so amazing.
You can vote. You can vote on the poll questions at Fox Sports Knox and help us stack up. Maybe we should have the listener hot board. Maybe that should be a thing. We compare coaches each and every day so we can stack a listener hot board for Tennessee's next head coach. We'll see.
It was 50-50 Dan Mullen and Lane Kiffin at 400 votes. 50-50. Never happens around here.
There you go. Talk Sports is next with John Reed, Cody McClure for Davey Houston. I'm Nate. You've been listening to 3 and Out driven by Toyota Knoxville.